L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Thomas Frank has been laying down the law at Spurs.
Thomas Frank would want to start his new era on the front foot to lay down some standards. Players have to realise that the cost to breaking rules and the cost to not behaving in the right way.
Are PSG really going to sell Donnarumma?
Luis Enrique has never really been Donnarumma's biggest fan. He prefers goalkeepers who are good with the ball at their feet, and that has never been one of Donnarumma's strong points.
And were we wrong to write off Jose?
Heidi Fred!
I'm Ian McIntosh and welcome to Route 1. It's football fast, no faff. You know the score by now. Let's go Route 1. On the eve of Tottenham's UEFA Super Cup clash with Paris Saint-Germain, new manager Thomas Frank has laid down his first significant marker as Spurs boss by removing Yves Bissouma from the squad for ill discipline. Frank said he's been late several times. The latest was one too many. We need to give love and have demands, but there have to be consequences. Well, let's hope Bissouma learns his lesson. But then again, he didn't last time. On August 15th last year, almost a year to the day, Ange Postecoglou withdrew Bissouma from Tottenham's squad for their opening Premier League fixture after he posted, oh dear, a video on social media in which he inhaled laughing gas. Didn't work then, will it work now? And more generally, what differences can Spurs players and fans expect between Frank and Postecoglou? The Athletic's Jack Pitbrook is the man to answer that.
Thomas Frank certainly isn't the first Tottenham manager to question Yves Bissouma's attitude, but I imagine he'll probably be the last. It's difficult to see too much of a future at the club for Bissouma after this, although finding another club to take him on will be the real challenge. I think it's totally understandable that Thomas Frank would want to start his new era on the front foot to lay down some standards, and I don't think it hurts a new manager to make an example of somebody early on. You know, players have to realise that the cost to breaking rules and the cost to not behaving in the right way. And I certainly think that Thomas Frank will want to be a bit more hands-on, I think, with the players than Ange Postecoglou was. You know, Postecoglou liked to delegate lots of the training. He kept his thoughts to himself apart from in big meetings. You know, there wasn't a lot of small talk, wasn't a lot of chit-chat. I do think Frank will want to be more hands-on, more involved in the day-to-day, perhaps. The big question, of course, is whether or not Frank's approach will lead to more consistency in performances from Tottenham. Will they be able to play at a high level twice a week, every week in different competitions? Because that really is the thing they've struggled with in recent years, and that's the one thing that Frank has got to fix.
And as the new football season approaches, you should definitely get yourself a subscription to The Athletic. Go to theathletic.com and they've got a special offer on there. For years now, Paris Saint-Germain's Gianluigi Donnarumma has been everyone's stock answer to the question, who's the best goalkeeper in the world? They're wrong, of course. I think it's Alisson, but I'd definitely put him in the top three. So we here at Route 1 were startled, our ghasts well and truly flabbered by the news that PSG are set to sell him, possibly even to Manchester City. Now, we know that there were some who said he was a little off colour last year, but he looked decent enough in the Champions League. Tom Williams is our resident French football expert. He literally wrote the book on French football, Vavavoom, all good bookshops. Tom, what on earth is happening? Is Louis Enrique really sure he wants to sell him?
The news that PSG have summarily decided to bin off Gianluigi Donnarumma has caused a fair few raised eyebrows, but it's actually been on the cards for some time. As far back as December last year, L'Equipe reported that contract talks between Donnarumma and PSG had reached an impasse. The suggestion at that point was that he was unhappy with the kind of contract PSG were offering him, where his fixed salary would have been reduced and he'd have had the opportunity to make up the difference through bonus payments. But on top of that, we know that Luis Enrique has never really been Donnarumma's biggest fan. He prefers goalkeepers who are good with the ball at their feet, and that has never been one of Donnarumma's strong points. Last summer, PSG signed a fairly unheralded Russian international goalkeeper, Matvey Safonov, as backup to Donnarumma, and he actually ended up starting in place of Donnarumma for a Champions League game against Bayern Munich in November. The opportunity to sign Lucas Chevalier emerged this summer. He is seen as a future France number one, and unlike Donnarumma, is a goalkeeper who is very comfortable with the ball at his feet. And Luis Enrique has given that move his green light. Luis Enrique will never have more power and more authority than he does currently, having finally led PSG across the line in the Champions League. He would rather have a Chevalier-type goalkeeper than a Donnarumma-type goalkeeper. And that's why a little less than 3 months after being part of the team that led PSG to that historic breakthrough triumph in the Champions League, Donnarumma finds himself packing his bags.
And you can buy Vavavoom. Indeed, you must buy Vavavoom. It's the history of French football, but written with style and grace. You'll find a link for it in the episode description.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
We all know that feeling. You finally manage to get away on vacation and the worrying starts. Will that bogus beware of dogs sign keep your home safe? What about that fake camera you set up? And will someone finally find your old hide and key rock? That's where ADT comes in. All that stuff, it's safe-ish. It seems fine when you don't really think about it, but you know it truly doesn't work. Instead, ADT provides security solutions that keep you actually safe, giving you real peace of mind. Because vacation is supposed to be, you know, relaxing. Don't settle for safe-ish. Visit ADT.com today to learn more.
Well, there was no shortage of drama in the Champions League qualifiers last night. Shame on us for doubting Jose Mourinho. His Fenerbahce side were 2-1 down to Robin van Persie's Feyenoord. They actually went 3-1 down on aggregate at one point and then roared back to win 6-4. Jose will now face the club he left so acrimoniously at the start of his career, because Fenerbahce face Benfica. What is going on with Rangers? They drew with Motherwell on the opening day of the season and new manager Russell Martin ripped his players to pieces. They responded in style, thrashing Victoria Plzen. But then they almost lost at home to Dundee. And now they've stumbled into the last Champions League qualifier after a very nervy trip to Plzen last night, where they were beaten 2-1, a result that apparently could have been much worse. They will now face Club Bruges, the second leg of which is 4 days before the first Old Firm clash. Martin could be under pressure by then. Celtic are in these playoffs as well. They will face Kazakhstan's Kayrat, just the small matter of an 11-hour flight. That's 5 days before the Old Firm. Some other interesting ties in there. David Luiz's Paphos FC made it through. They will face Red Star Belgrade. Basel have Copenhagen. And Sturm Graz play last season's Europa League heroes Bodo/Glimt. There were some odd results in the League Cup too. Handsome Rob Edwards Middlesbrough were soundly walloped 4-0 at home by Doncaster. Now, Borough did make 5 changes to the team that beat Swansea on Saturday. Doncaster made 11. I've spoken to the lads, growled Edwards. They know exactly how I feel. Borough weren't the only big scalp. Championship favourites Ipswich were dumped out on penalties by Bromley. Amari Hutchinson didn't play, by the way. He didn't play against Birmingham either. Manager Kieran McKenna has said that Hutchinson has made his desire to play Premier League football clear. Brentford and Nottingham Forest are in the hunt. And alas, Portsmouth Reading did not end 7-4. It ended 2-1 to Reading. Dominic Calvert-Lewin's quest for bigger and better things after leaving Everton has not quite gone to plan, but he has at least finally found himself a new club. After turning down Sunderland, Calvert-Lewin has reached an agreement in principle to join Leeds, subject to a medical. If he passes that, the former England man will go straight into Leeds' squad for their opening Premier League fixture against Everton. Yep, we've seen this movie before. Motherwell's very highly rated midfielder Lennon Miller is set to join Udinese for £4.75 million and a very handy sell-on clause. It's a record sale for the club. Miller joins the growing movement of Scottish players trying their luck in Italy. In fact, this one tips the balance. It's now possible that Scotland's next starting lineup could feature more players from the Italian top flight than the Scottish Premiership, ignoring the fact that they're nearly all central midfielders, of course. You could get a diamond formation. But let's get them all in. Go on, Scotland. Give Serie A stalwart 29-year-old Liam Henderson a debut too. And all hail the era of Tartanacchio. Now, does anyone want referees to have more of a presence in football? Do you ever watch Peter Walton on TNT or Mike Dean on Sky Sports and think, this is brilliant. Let's develop this. Well, great news if you do. The Premier League are trialling ref cams. That is, cameras affixed to referees' ears across selected fixtures this weekend. Now, the Pugmol, PGMOL, and the aforementioned broadcasters believe this could become a permanent feature of live coverage, and it will, of course, but you know what? If this means we can hear Bruno Fernandes screaming obscenities in Michael Oliver's face for something that was ultimately his own fault in the first place, I'm prepared to give it a go. In a development that's bound to be received calmly, Marcus Rashford has been discussing Manchester United on the Rest is Football podcast. He said, people say we've been in a transition for years. To be in a transition, you have to start the transition. Before adding, I feel like we've had that many different managers and different ideas and different strategies in order to win. You end up in no man's land. Now, this is all perfectly valid. Rashford's inside line seems to broadly confirm what we can all see from the outside. But if I know social media, and unfortunately I do, Rashford may well have just pressed the big Make Me Public Enemy Number One button that apparently must be pressed by someone every day. Lots more football on the telly tonight. The big one is PSG versus Spurs. The bookies do not fancy Thomas Frank's side. They're out as far as 6-1, which isn't great in a two-horse race. Pick of the League Cup ties is certainly Birmingham City, still smarting after their opening night draw against Ipswich. They'll play a Sheffield United side very much in a state of shock after getting spanked at home to Bristol City at the weekend. That's on Sky Sports, along with the other games, but it's also free to air on ITV4. And if you don't fancy any of that, you can watch Manchester United's under-21s away at Tamworth's grown-ups in this National League Cup thing we were discussing. That's on YouTube. That might actually be quite interesting. I mean, possibly not as interesting as finding out how on earth Spurs are going to deal with PSG, but you know, it might be fun. If you want to message us, you can. Email route1pod@gmail.com, and that's all words, routeonepod@gmail.com. It's not too late for Stick With Me. Season hasn't started yet. There's never a bad time to send a question in. But please, do remember, we're an independent podcast now, no longer under the financial protection of the New York Times. So please, if you like the show, give us a review, tell a friend, drop a link somewhere. It all helps us. That was Route 1. It was football fast, no faff. I've been Ian McIntosh. Your producer was Cy Watts. Chris Smith was in the writer's room. Work experience legend Jackson sweated off 3 stone of body weight, helping us put up curtains in the studio. And now we're all off to the pub. See you tomorrow.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more with volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.